You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Genesis chapter 6, verse 5-6. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. You will notice that earlier in Genesis chapter 1, as God was creating things, the Bible says, and God saw that it was good. But in chapter 6, the scripture says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. You don't need anybody to tell God about the wickedness that is in our world. Before you were created, God saw it. Before your grandparents ever thought of conceiving you, God had seen the wickedness of man. And God's evaluation is what I want us to pay attention to. One, God saw that there was wickedness. Two, God saw that the wickedness was great. Three, he saw that every imagination of the thought of man's heart was evil. And lastly, it was continuously evil. It's not momentary. This is the picture of any man that is not in Christ. Do you think they were not having families? Do you think they were not raising their children? Do you think the mothers of these days were not caring to their babies? But yet God said the imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continuously. Notice that. The imagination of the thought of his heart. That was God's evaluation of man. If God so evaluated man, we also must understand the man from this perspective. That is why there is so much wickedness on the face of the earth today. God knows about it. In fact, God is grieved at heart. Some of you think you are more concerning than God. But before you were born, God had diagnosed the problem, and God is more concerned than you. Because God sees everywhere. You are only seeing problem from just few locations. But God can see everything on the face of the earth. And God wasn't just looking at the earth, the physical place. God was looking at the heart of man. The diagnosis that God made was the heart of man. But you know, sometimes we forget this. And you are disappointed when you experience people's wickedness. I constantly remind believers around me, be conscious of the fact that the people of the world, anybody that is not saved, is potentially a Satan. Their heart is wicked, no matter how nice they are. You know, Jesus said, ye being evil, know how to give good gift to your children. They could do some good, but inherently they are evil. You now want to change this man. You now want to change something that God saw deep, that you can't even see as deep as that. And you feel that you can change a man. You can't change anybody. You know, it's very difficult sometimes for women to come to terms with this. Particularly women who are born again and their spouse is not born again. You know, they still see a nice, caring guy, even though they experience wickedness from him from time to time. They can't seem to comprehend that this man is inherently evil because God is absent. You see, not because he's a bad man, it's because God is absent. Once light is absent, what you have is darkness. Not necessarily because the room is bad, but that is the default mode once light is absent. You must be conscious of this in dealing with the people of the world. What God just described here is the state of anyone in the world today without Jesus. And that means, one, it tells you why we need to make concerted effort to reach unbelievers for Jesus. That's why, in order for us to be saved, we have to be made into a new creation. God has to change our creation from what he was describing here into something completely brand new. A child of God, a believer, is someone that is completely new and different. The kind of born again we have today, where men even become worse after they lay claim to be born again, is not the born again of the Bible. What is born again then, after all? To be born again is to be born anew. That's why we say you are born again, because you are no longer the old person that you used to be. If you are the old person that you used to be, you are not born again. When you are born again, you become completely brand new. And you also will be concerned with bringing people to the knowledge of Christ. And then when you deal with the people of the world, you will now learn how to be as gentle as dove and as wise as serpent. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.